Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you so much for the chain of holy human people that we have made this morning. May we keep this in our mind as we look past all the way back to the saints of old, God, and into the future of the saints that have yet to become saints, God. We just thank you that we are a part of this parabola of salvation. Give us strength, God, to step forward, to hold on, and to run hard. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
And now at this time, we have a moment of missions.
We all have stories of faith, of other people's faith that has become woven into the fabric of our own faith. One of my stories has a lot to do with this Bible. It's an amplified New Testament that was given to me on August 25th, 1965. I was 14 years old. Do the math, that makes me about 37. And it was given to me on the day that I was baptized into the First Baptist Church of Vernon, Texas. I did not grow up in a home that went to church. And when I was about 13, I started going to the First Baptist Church of Vernon, Texas, mostly because they had a really awesome youth program. It was, they had about a 50 choir, youth choir that went in the summers and did tours through Texas and did Bible schools on some of the Texas-Mexico borders. But what I found with that church was a lot bigger than the fun that I had originally started there. I found a lady there named Lois Hudson. She is the one who gave me this Bible when I was baptized. I call her my spiritual mother. She invited me into her life. And she shared her faith. And because of her, I asked God into my life. I often wonder where I would be, as Eric talked earlier, where I would be if she had not answered God's call to be a member of that church, the First Baptist Church of Vernon, Texas. Where would I be today if the church had not put so many resources into their youth program? Where would I be today if she had been too busy to spend time with a child who was searching for God? She is one of my cloud of witnesses that surrounds me and I think of often. But as Eric said, Hebrews 11 is probably my favorite chapter or book in the whole Bible. I like it because I do. I often read it and think, where would we be without our spiritual ancestors? What if Noah had said, I can't build a boat, it's football season? What if Moses had said, my feet hurt, I can't wander around for 40 years? You know, find somebody else. What if Sarah had said, no thanks to having a baby at the age of 90? I mean, can you imagine those people and the by faith, is how they did this. And sometimes I forget that the story is still being written today. That we are called to be part of the cloud of witnesses and carry our faith forward for the generations yet unseen. We celebrate our 160th anniversary. We kind of came across that tidbit by chance. But it's an unbelievable thing for me to think that in 1850, people came together in Warsaw, Missouri, and decided to form a little church. Think about it. Zachary Taylor was president. The automobile was 40 years away. The Singer sewing machine had not been invented. California became a state that year. That is when our church came together. Now think a minute about the year 2170. That's 160 years from now. What will the congregation look like 160 years from now? We're not going to be here. But God will still be present in this sanctuary. It may be a little different. Probably will be. I'm sure you'll probably have new cushions on the pews. They've changed quite a bit in the 27 years I've been here.